My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Welcome to the Whole Mama. This is Mama's Minute on a Thursday evening. Oh, it's almost the weekend. I hope you're having a good week. It has been quite crazy at our home, so I'm looking forward to relaxing this weekend and just taking it easy a little bit. So I hope you are doing well and having a wonderful week. I hope you have something delicious you're drinking while I chat with you today a little bit about having that other baby, having that second child, or having that third child. And such a critical question, right? Should we, shouldn't we, should we, shouldn't we? We want to, we're not sure if we do. So what's the right decision? What if we make the wrong choice? What if we aren't ready? Do you want your first child to be an only child? You know, what are the pros and cons of that? Or do you want siblings in your home? What are the pros and cons of that? It's such a tricky question, isn't it? And there's a lot of pressure, right? We're not sure. Am I too old? Or is something going to happen? And lots of questions. And in fact, my husband and I did this same exact thing when we were thinking about having our second child. And at many times, whether or not to have our third child. And just clearly saying, even having the blessing to be able to do that. So it's just one of those things. And as I talk here today, you know, it just depends on the family, but it depends on the couple, and there's so many different factors. So I hope that this episode helps today as I kind of talk through some things to think about, and just hope kind of guide you maybe in the direction of making a decision if you are at that point in your life, right? And when it comes to the time to really think and decide, you know, let's consider asking yourselves, some of these questions. So as I said, I hope you have something delicious you're having. I'm about to have a nice hot cup of tea and I'm ready to settle in for the evening. So let's talk about this just a little bit. So the first thing I want you to think about is like, you know, how does your significant other feel about having another child, right? Have you talked this through with each other? And I know sometimes, you know, you want to please that other person and say what you know they want to hear, what they want. But in the end, it's really important to try hard to be open and honest about how you each feel about bringing another little one into the world. Because that's part of a relationship. You know, it's not just about one person. It's about two people who love each other and very likely, you know, have, in this particular case with this episode, have at least one other child or other children. And so it's about all of you, your whole dynamic in your home. And so really talking about, you know, having another child openly and honestly will in the end benefit everybody. So open communication is key to understanding each other's needs and wants when you're thinking about having another child. And then I think for me, when we were trying to decide, and I'm still on the fence because I have two boys and I would love to have a little girl as well, But that's a whole nother episode in terms of embracing being a boy mom and still wanting a little girl. And that's probably going to be another episode. But I think, you know, even when we were ready to have our second child, to think about, you know, does your family feel complete? Or does it feel like there's a little piece missing? Does it feel like there's someone else that should be in that picture with you all if you're blessed, you know, enough to have another child? So, you know, listen to that voice and to your gut. There's something about that for me. Whenever I'm making a decision, I really listen to my that little voice inside, that gut feeling. It really can, you know, and if you're honest with yourself about what you really want, whether that is to have another child or not, to kind of listen to that voice, because in the end, it's really telling you what you really and truly want. So think about if your family feels complete. And would you be happy with this dynamic in the next 5 to 10 years? Would you be happy with a bigger family in the next 5 to 10 years? And as I'm going to mention a little later, write it down or draw it out, even if you have to like doodle it out for yourself, or write in your journal or make a pro-con list for yourself about, you know, what things would look like for you and how would you feel about that in the next, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or maybe even in the next year. How do you want your life to look and be with your family? And then this next topic is not, you know, whether it's going to make your final decision about having a child, because in the end, this isn't going to decide that for you. But just something to consider is how your child or children that you already have going to handle having a sibling. And this is more of a, just a preparation thing for you and your significant other, just to be sure to prepare your other children or child for a new baby in the home, which, you know, there's tons of tips on how to do that. And just, you know, it's just going to add to your new dynamic in your home. So just being prepared for that. And of course, I think many people, when they're thinking about, you know, growing their families, if you can afford it. And again, not that it's meant to determine whether or not to have a baby, because, you know, I think if you really want to have a baby, you will make it happen and be able to afford it, because you really want that and you'll do what you have to. But this could be more so a question of not of, you know, if you will, but when. So like if you thinking about if you are financially stable right at this moment and comfortable to bring another little one to the world, or if you need to wait a little bit longer and save a little bit more, or if you're just able to make changes in your life to make this possible and just, you know, and just do it. You know, those things just to kind of discuss together. And again, all of these things that my husband and I did the same thing. And it really did help to really talk these things through together. And not just once, this was like an ongoing conversation that kind of evolved and can change based on your, you know, experiences that you're going through in your lives together. And this was a really interesting thing that we talked about as well. And let's sit and think about this for just a second. So what would happen if, so we're going to do like a little thought experiment. Imagine right now that you know, and your significant other, maybe you're late that, you know, that month, and you pick up a pregnancy test and you take it right this second. And what is your initial feeling if it's negative? I mean, there's just that 1 second, that split second. What is that feeling if it was positive? Write it down, or, you know, or just take that image and really think about how you're feeling in on both of those extremes. How would you immediately feel? And that may or may not help guide you to kind of really see, you know, what you and your significant other are, you know, thinking about, really thinking about when you're having this discussion about having another child. And the thing for me, I think, you know, as tired as I was with our first son and excited and scared to have another child, is, you know, when I think to myself, what would I regret more? You know, would I regret having a child and then, you know, and I don't think you ever regret having a child because they're your child. But I think in many ways, you think about, would I regret if I never did, if I never tried? And it could just be, you know, you have that discussion, you say, you know what, we are good, we are happy the way things are, and being at peace with that. So you kind of just have to think about what, you know, will you regret and what will you be at peace with? And I really do think if this is an ongoing conversation with you and your family, that it will evolve. Like it, you will figure out what is meant to be. And so those are just some questions to think about and talk with, you know, with each other. And really just, if we're talking about some things to do, you know, if you're not comfortable having another child, maybe you have health concerns or, you know, lots of different things going on, maybe considering adopting if you still want to expand your family. Or giving yourself some more time, you know, whether that's a month or a couple months, and just, you know, sometimes I think we overthink things and we overcomplicate things a lot. And so if we step away from it for a few, you know, a few weeks or a month or a couple months, and then kind of regroup and you know, there's a lot of times I feel like you find a lot of clarity in that. Or, you know, if you want to just put it in God's hands and say, you know, we're going to try for a little while and see what happens if we get pregnant, and then come to peace if you don't, or keep trying if you feel like you want to do that. And like I said, journaling about it or talking to someone else, someone who's going through the same thing as you, or a friend or family member, or, you know, if you're seeing a counselor, talking to them, or just continuing talking to your significant other as well, I think is really important and really healthy. And one thing that I had, which I am still experiencing right now, is understanding that the chaos of having little ones is not going to last forever either. So kind of considering that as well when you're making this decision. And again, you may be like, all right, nope, we're done. but if that's one thing that you're worried about, and I am literally living that right now, that it is chaotic and crazy, and I feel like, you know, when is this? I love it. I love the excitement and fun, but it is exhausting as well. But to remember that, I don't know, not to let that make or break your decision, because that is not going to last, you know, forever in terms of having little kids running around and changing diapers. So, and yeah, and just if you are a Christian and you have faith, you know, pray and leave it in God's hands. And for me, He's always led me in the right direction when I do that. And again, I tend to overcomplicate things. So letting it be, I think that's a really important thing to do. And you know, and I think, like I've said before, I've always stopped in the middle of my overwhelming stress to breathe and collect myself and stop and listen to that little voice, because it's also, you know, it also has my best interest in mind. You know, even when we're kind of fighting it, like, no, that's not what I should do. Or this so-and-so said I should do this. Or, you know, there, at the end of the day, it's you and your decision. And every family's different. So what one family's doing is not going to be what's best for your family necessarily. It just depends on the dynamics of you and your home. And so sometimes when you step away and then return to a decision, it's much clearer that second time. And sometimes it could just be that you need a little bit more time, like I said. And I think that, you know, like I said, I hope some of these ideas and questions to think about, you know, just kind of help you and guide you to making that best decision for you and your family. And if you are blessed to have a second or third or fourth or fifth child, many blessings to you and best of luck. And again, you are not alone. As I said, my husband and I still talk about whether or not to try for a third. And I still have that bassinet upstairs in my attic just for that, maybe that chance of trying again. But, you know, in the end, I think that if we step back and pray and breathe and listen to that little voice, you know, we'll make the best decision. So I hope that that helped. I know this month we're talking all about literacy and reading, since Reading Awareness Month, but I just felt like it would be a good time to talk about, you know, many of us who are thinking about expanding our families or unsure or scared, just to kind of give a little bit of input on that and hopefully some advice. So thank you for joining me for Mama's Minute this Thursday. Don't forget to join my Facebook group. We're doing so many fun things. And on Mondays in that group, I'm doing a special learning series that's all about learning on the farm and story times and all kinds of things. So please join me there, and I'll meet you back here next week for another great podcast. I hope you have a great weekend. Take care. I know gravity will bring me back to you. Mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.